yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. I'm going to show you how to get visible fast teaching yoga online. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is not Instagram, even though that's where everyone tells you to focus. Stop grinding out reels every day, hoping for visibility, because visibility that doesn't convert into students is exhausting. And honestly, it keeps a lot of yoga teachers stuck in this cycle of doing more and creating more content without seeing real growth in their business. Right now, many yoga teachers are doing that. They're chasing this visibility through Instagram without realizing that organic reach has dropped significantly. The average Instagram post today reaches roughly 3-5% of your followers, which means more than 95% of people who choose to follow you might never see what you post, unless you pay to promote it. So you might be posting consistently, showing up with beautiful content, sharing valuable teaching, and still feeling invisible, not because you're doing something wrong, but because the platform itself limits how often your audience actually sees you. And so this is why the fastest visibility strategy looks very different from what most yoga teachers expect. It's built on three pillars: owned visibility, borrowed visibility, and evergreen visibility. And it builds your audience conversions faster and actually turns those people into paying students. My name is Kelly McHugh. I'm the founder of Digital Yoga Academy. And after helping over 20,000 yoga teachers build online businesses, I've seen what actually works when it comes to getting visible in a way that builds momentum and builds relationships and builds revenue. In this training, I'm going to break down exactly what these three pillars are. So let's get into it. So when people think about visibility, they think about being seen publicly. But one of the most powerful forms of visibility is actually being seen privately inside someone's inbox. Because every email subscriber is someone who is actively choosing to hear from you. And that changes the dynamic completely. Even if someone receives hundreds of emails every single day, your consistent presence in their inbox means that you're showing up far more regularly than you might appear in their Instagram feed, where the algorithms decide whether or not your content is displayed. Think about it this way. If only 3-5% of your followers see your Instagram posts, that means 95% of your audience may not even know that you showed up that day. But when you send an email, you're placed directly in front of someone who has opted into your world. And that repeat exposure, it builds familiarity, and familiarity builds trust. And trust is what leads to conversions and sales. So when I talk about prioritizing email over social, I'm not saying to stop using Instagram. Instagram is an incredible discovery tool, but it shouldn't be the foundation of your visibility and marketing strategy. Your email list is where relationships deepen. It's where you can share longer insights, stories, and guidance. And it's where people begin to feel like they know you beyond a reel or reading a caption. And something really important happens when you consistently show up in someone's inbox. You stop being just another yoga teacher that they follow, and you become someone whose voice becomes part of their weekly rhythm. They begin to recognize your name. They start opening your emails because they know that they're going to receive something valuable or grounding. And over time, that repeated visibility creates momentum that social media alone rarely delivers. So if you want fast visibility that converts, building your email list and showing up consistently is not optional, it's essential. Now, once you start building owned visibility through email, the next strategy accelerates your growth even faster. And this is to step into audiences that already exist instead of trying to build everything from scratch. And this is what I call the borrowed audience strategy. So instead of waiting months or even years for your content to slowly reach new people, you partner with aligned teachers, communities, other experts or platforms where your ideal students are already gathering. Now, this might look like guest teaching inside someone else's membership or hosting a joint masterclass with another expert or practitioner, being interviewed on a podcast, or collaborating on a workshop where both of you bring your communities together. And what makes this so powerful is not just the numbers, but the trust transfer that happens when someone else introduces you to their audience. Because you're not arriving as a stranger, you're arriving as a recommended voice. I've seen yoga teachers add 50 to 200 email subscribers from one single guest workshop, not because they suddenly change their content, but because they place themselves in front of an aligned audience that already valued the type of work that they offer. So this strategy changes how you think about growth. Instead of asking, how do I get more followers? You start asking, who already serves the people that I want to help, and how can we create something meaningful together? It also removes a lot of the pressure because visibility stops feeling like something that you have to manufacture alone. You begin to realize that collaboration is not competition, it's expansion. And when collaborative visibility is combined with email growth, something really interesting happens. You're not just gaining exposure, you're gaining subscribers who are already warm, and they're already more likely to engage with your work. Now, there's one more layer that turns visibility into something that keeps working for you long after you press publish. And that third strategy is long-form content. And this is where visibility begins to compound rather than disappear. So platforms like YouTube or your website for blogging and podcasting operate very differently from social media feeds because they're driven by search and discovery rather than constant scrolling. So when you create long-form content, you're not just posting for today, you're creating assets that can really bring people into your world weeks, months, even years from now. One YouTube video can continue attracting viewers long after you've recorded it. A podcast episode can introduce you to new audiences through collaborations and guest features. And a blog post can show up in search results when someone is actively looking for the exact problem that you help solve. So this is the evergreen visibility system, because instead of starting from zero every day, your content begins to stack. So you might record a single video today that brings in subscribers whilst you're teaching, resting, even sleeping. And over time, this creates a compounding effect where your visibility grows without requiring constant daily posting. It also positions you differently because long-form content allows you to teach with depth and to share your perspective fully, just as I am today, and to establish authority in a way that short-form content often can't. It also builds trust really quickly, which is a must in this trust recession. So the stats show that people need to consume 7 hours of content to buy from you. That is a lot of 6-second reels to watch if you're just creating short form content. So whilst Instagram might help someone discover you briefly, long form content gives them a place to stay longer, to listen deeper, and to begin trusting your work at a much faster pace. So when we look at the fastest way to get visible teaching yoga online, it's not about choosing one platform and pushing harder. It's about combining three types of visibility. Owned visibility through email, where relationships deepen and conversations happen. Borrowed visibility through collaborations, where you can step into aligned audiences very quickly. And evergreen visibility through long-form content that continues working long after you create it. When these three strategies work together, your growth stops feeling random and it starts feeling very intentional. You're not just chasing that attention on Instagram anymore, you're building presence. So So if you love this training, be sure to subscribe and go ahead and check out my other trainings on how to create, grow, and scale your yoga business online. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.